The government estimates that one child in 68 is on the autism spectrum. And with the rise in diagnoses, we're seeing a new resource, autism-only schools. For parents whose kids are having a tough time in traditional classrooms, these specialized schools can be a godsend. As Dina Pritchup reports, they also raise a new set of questions.
The federal law that governs special education lays out the goals pretty clearly. Students are entitled to an appropriate public education in the least restrictive environment. But talk to some parents of kids with autism, and you'll hear a different story.
We went on a field trip, and there were, like, name tags for all the kids, but no name tags for the special ed kids.
Carson Ellis's son, Hank, is autistic. He spent kindergarten in a special ed classroom at his local public school in Portland, Oregon.
And another time we went to some kind of art studio or something, and they had art supply packets, but they had forgotten to get enough for the special ed kids. There was, like, stuff like that.
Ellis says the teacher herself was very kind and caring. But given the school's overall attitude and resources, Hank wasn't really a part of things. And when it came to appropriate curriculum...
Man, he was a 5-year-old who was reading at, like, an 8th grade level. He got his talented and gifted designation, and I was like, okay, sign me up for the awesome advanced reading group. And they were like, that doesn't exist.
Ellis ended up feeling like there were a lot of missed opportunities.
He was really unhappy. And there was a point where I felt like making him feel like a worthwhile kid trumped everything else.
Now, Hank attends Victory Academy.
Yeah. Yes.
In some ways, it seems like a typical private school. Small classrooms with little kids learning their numbers.
How many blocks do you have all together?
And older kids in music class.
Good.
Everybody boys.
But all of these students are on the autism spectrum.
It's about breaking down the tasks and that positive reinforcement, but it's also about the instructional strategies.
Tricia Hasbrook founded Victory Academy after struggling to find a good fit for her own autistic son.
The world around them might feel very chaotic, and so we teach them sensory regulation skills and social cognition so that they can have purposeful relationships throughout their life.
Hasbrook acknowledges that a lot of these kids have non-typical behaviors or ways of interacting with the world that aren't going to change. But the teachers meet the kids where they are and give them the tools to pursue what they want out of life.
They get an environment that they feel is safe, sometimes to act out or to be their very best selves and shine here. I think that a separate school for children with autism is an amazing thing.
Segregated schools lead to segregated societies. Inclusive schools give us the opportunity for inclusive societies.
Ari Naiman heads the Autism Self-Advocacy Network and was appointed to the National Council on Disabilities. He says that many segregated schools and classrooms, like the ones he attended, have what he calls a culture of low expectations. But even ones that don't can still create hurdles.
If we have an environment in which autistic people are over there, in that other classroom, in that other environment, it really sends a very clear message that we are not a part of your society.
But Naiman acknowledges that parents often face a tough choice between the world they want to create and the world their kids may be living in.
I would never ask families to make a political statement with their children's future. You know, I spent time in public schools where I was bullied and not challenged and underestimated, and I know we have a really serious problem.
According to the Department of Education, the solution to this problem is schools that are truly inclusive.
Kids with primary autism may have a very complex schedule within a fully integrated school.
Wayne Saylor directs the SWIFT Center, which is working with the government on a new model of inclusive education. Special ed and general ed teachers work together as a team. Students get different tiers of assistance, whether it's a bit of personal attention or engaging with the whole class, or helping the student next to them.
The important point is kids move fluidly back and forth through the tiers as needed.
Saylor says that sort of fluid inclusion model undeniably takes coordination, but not necessarily more resources. And so far, the outcomes look pretty positive for all students. But for parents who can't find a truly inclusive approach, like Carson Ellis, autism-only schools can feel more accepting. Ellis says Hank likes having classmates who are a lot like him. But Ellis says that's not why the school works.
There's a really kind of special degree of empathy and patience and love, I will even say it, love and innovation.
For a school like Victory Academy, that innovation, empathy, and love are part of the job. And advocates of inclusive education hope that when classrooms have all kinds of kids working together, autistic and not, that innovation, empathy, and love will become a part of daily life, which is a lesson we all could learn. For NPR News, I'm Dina Pritchup.